With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The House voting to expel Republican Representative George Santos of New York. GOP Representative Victoria Spartz of Indiana, a member of the House Judiciary and Republican Policy Committees, told reporters that politics plays a role, although many lawmakers don't think it's wise to expel Santos based just on accusations and indictments.
Could a lot of colleagues feel that way? It's going to be hard to see because even some Democrats, you know, have concerns, but unfortunately they probably will just go with political expediency because it's opened up a seat for them that, you know, is going to be competitive if that happens. And some of the people probably do it here because it's a headache for them. But I don't think it's good for institutions.
Santos' expulsion follows a critical ethics report on his conduct that included converting campaign donations for his own use. The New York representative becomes just the sixth member in the chamber's history to be ousted by his colleagues. Expulsion requires support from two-thirds of the House. Also at SRNNews.com, retired Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman to sit on the U.S. Supreme Court, has died at age 93.
During her tenure on the High Court, O'Connor often was a decisive vote in key cases. In 1992, she led a five-justice majority in the Casey decision that upheld Roe v. Wade. She said the court's obligation is to define the liberty of all, not to mandate our own moral code. In 2000, O'Connor was part of the 5-4 majority that effectively resolved the disputed presidential election in favor of George W. Bush over Al Gore.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton says O'Connor died of complications related to advanced dementia and a respiratory illness. The Dow ahead 104 points, but the NASDAQ is down 1 point. This is SRN News. Abortion clinics continue to go out of business in this country.
According to a report from Operation Rescue, 49 clinics have closed their doors or stopped doing abortions this year. That follows nearly 90 closures in 2022 after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The report also reveals that in 14 states, there are no abortion clinics at all. Operation Rescue President Troy Newman says, quote, "The enduring efforts of faithful Americans on the pro-life side are paying off and having a winning effect." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
There's been a surge in attacks on Christians in Kenya. The Muslim terrorist group Al-Shabaab has been ramping up its offensive against the country's large Christian majority, and the government seems incapable of stemming the violence. The fact that only 6% of the country's population is Muslim indicates Al-Shabaab is getting outside help. Over 70% of Kenyans are Christian. This is SRN News. With manufacturing kinks still to be worked out, Tesla has delivered the first dozen or so of its futuristic Cybertruck pickups to customers.
The deliveries came 2 years behind the original schedule amid uncertainty over when large-scale production will begin. CEO Elon Musk showed off the Angular trucks with an event at the company's factory outside of Austin, Texas, that was broadcast on X, formerly Twitter. Musk said the truck has 17 inches of ground clearance to drive off the road, and it can go from 0 to 60 miles an hour in 2.6 seconds.
Correspondent Jeremy House. An official says the Cyprus government and U.S. energy company Chevron have reached a deal on how to develop the Aphrodite gas field. It's the first to be discovered under the seafloor off Cyprus. It's estimated to hold 4.2 trillion, cubic feet of gas. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.